Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present on history.org. This is Behind the Scenes, where you meet the people who work here. That's my job. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, and mostly I ask questions. When America's story is told, it usually begins with the settlers, men brave enough or desperate enough to cross an ocean to get a new job. Manager of the American Indian Initiative, Buck Woodard, is here to tell us more about the indigenous people of the New World. How many of them were there? Do we know with any certainty?
No, we don't know with any certainty how many there were before contact. It ranges wildly in terms of numbers. At the beginning of the 20th century, estimates were 2 million, something along those lines. Here in Virginia specifically, within the boundary that we today call Virginia, if we were to maybe think of it as the Chesapeake region, get rid of the political boundaries of Maryland and Delaware and North Carolina, we might consider 10,000, 12,000 people in the Tidewater.
It's a big empty place it really wasn't.
Well, no, it wasn't. You know, it's all relative. You know, how many people live in the same space today compared to how many people lived in those places in the past? But we're really talking about different points in time, different types of resources, different social organizations, different complexities of communities. There's areas in the Southeast and the Midwest where there were huge metropolises that, you know, had 30, 40,000 people living in a very small and dense area that had a high amount of social organization with people who were very powerful at the top and people who were quite subservient and worked, you know, at the bottom, and a lot of range.
Pretty much like today.
Yes, and a lot of range in between. So the Americas was not without those types of organizations and cities, you know, permanent structures, monumental architecture. But here in the Atlantic seaboard, it was much organized much differently. And it's not every place in the New World, as it has been called, had the same level of organization or development through time. So that's much like it is around the rest of the world as well. You know, the things rise and fall, whether they're Mayans or Egyptians or Romans and the like.
So you've got, there is a society here before the Englishmen arrive in 1607.
Very much so.
What kind of society?
The groups here were fairly organized as what we might think of as chiefdom complexes. They had individuals in the society that clearly had more access to resources than others. So you might think of them as elites. They came from distinct lineages, and those lineages were known. And those lineages, usually they passed down that level of wealth or status or position through the bloodlines from one generation to the next. There's also a portion of the population that we might think of as commoners, or different groups of lineages that don't have that distinction. And the society is stratified, so that we have higher people at one and lower people at the bottom, and they have differential access to resources, whether it be skins, furs, shell, certain types of feathers or paints. Certain types of foods, non-seasonal foods, when, you know, having corn all year round, even when it's not in, you know, being grown or in season, coming in fresh. So the groups that were here, we call them chiefdom complexes because they seem to be in a period of change at the time of European contact, going through a lot of stress, shifts in population. One of the reasons why there's thought that maybe there's only 10 or 12,000 people in the Tidewater is because it's recently gone through a series of epidemics because of European contact in the past 100 and some odd years, but also because one individual who we today most popularly refer to as Powhatan began expanding his political dominion over a large portion of what is now today Virginia Tidewater. And we call that political organization that he formed the Powhatan Paramount Chiefdom, which is bringing in smaller polities, collecting them together to make one larger polity that he governed over the entirety of it.
I've seen him referred to in various books, sometimes as king, sometimes as emperor. Mm-hmm. Is either one of those titles sort of appropriate, more or less?
Well, that's how the English described him, and I think they were attempting to make sense of what they saw. They paralleled a monarchical government of England with what they seemed to think of as a monarchy in Virginia. He was a lineage leader. Powhatan was. His proper name was Wahun Seneca, and he was born in a place called Powhatan. Powhatan was the territory, the lands that was known by that name, a series of villages up around the Falls of Richmond, Falls of Virginia, a place called Richmond. And he took that name from his natal town when he rose to power and prominence in that region as a lineage leader. And it would seem, some academic research suggests, that it was a marriage alliance between what is the James River drainage and the York River drainage some generations before Powhatan's birth that allied two groups of people that lived on these river drainage together, so that the English say Powhatan inherited six districts or territories. So six different, we've thought of them as different groups, but maybe it might really be lineage, you know, dominant lineages and use lands in certain areas. He inherits them as the Werowance, or the lineage leader, the dominant lineage leader over all of them. So when the English meet him, he's expanded that territory. Let's say he comes to power in 1565, 1570. By the time the English come and set up Jamestown in 1607, he controls not six groups, but what we think of probably around 30. So he's really expanded his influence and his dominion through coercion and partnership, various kinds, over much of the tidewater of Virginia.
So as the paramount chief,
correct,
all the other chiefs do what he says, or maybe and maybe not?
Not always. They don't always work together. You have to, I think, realize the political theater of the period. The Powhatan expands in 35 years into territories that his family never previously controlled. So we have to ask, well, how did he do that? Was it military? You know, what kind of offers did he make people that they couldn't refuse, you know, to become part of his organization? In the early records, it's pretty clear that not all Werowances or chiefs are willing to do what Powhatan says. Some cases they do, other cases they don't. They all pay him tribute. Some of them willing, and I mean tribute. They send him, you know, they collect tribute from their villagers, and then they send tribute from their communities up the pike to Powhatan. Now, one tactic that he uses is that he makes very strategic marriages across the tidewater, so that he has quite a few wives by the time of 1607. They say upwards of 100 children. Pocahontas, his probably most famous daughter, is just one of those children. And so one way in which he could exert influence and control those territories and to make groups fold is to make strategic marriage alliances, so that the next generation of children are loyal to both him and to their original lineage. And so also, for the first time in Tidewater, one man is related to the elite members of almost the entire region that we know today as Virginia. One man. He's related to all of them.
Very hard to fight a relative.
Yes, it is. And so when the English arrive, they take note that Powhatan's sons are chiefs at a number of locations around the James River area, that he's married to a number of women from the Appomattox area. He has, apparently sent a daughter to, you know, live among the Potomac region. There's all these, you know, different elite arrangements and alliances that appear to be unfolding very recently in time. And the English see that as being akin to what they know of as the royals in England and the people of status in their own background. And so they accord those titles of kings and queens.
That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present this time. Check back often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.